Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Institutional shifts continue to mark the crypto landscape as major players adapt to evolving regulatory frameworks and market dynamics. Today, we spotlight BlackRock's restructured treasury fund for stablecoin reserve management, SharpLink Gaming's capital raising move to fuel its Ethereum treasury, and China Merchants Bank's tokenization of a $3.8 billion money market fund on BNB chain, a bold step into the realm of real-world assets. First up, BlackRock is expanding its stablecoin push by updating its BlackRock Select Treasury-based liquidity fund under the new Genius Act. The fund is set to remove agency investments, shorten US Treasury maturities, and incorporate overnight repurchase agreements to offer stablecoin issuers a compliant, liquid reserve option. John Steele, the global head of BlackRock's cash management, emphasized that this strategic shift not only supports digital payments, but also aligns with plans to tokenize traditional assets, as noted by CEO Larry Fink. This move signals a key convergence between conventional finance and digital innovation. Next, SharpLink Gaming, an Ethereum treasury firm, has raised $76.5 million through a share offering involving 4.5 million common shares at $17 each, trading at a 12% premium over previous levels. With current Ethereum holdings exceeding 840,000 ETH valued at approximately $3.38 billion, SharpLink aims to further bolster its digital asset portfolio. A 90-day premium purchase contract also allows an institutional investor to acquire additional shares at $17.50 apiece. Despite market volatility that has pushed Ethereum's price to around $3,980, this refinancing effort underlines a bullish long-term stance in digital asset management. Finally, in a pioneering move in Asia, China Merchants Bank's Hong Kong unit has tokenized its international USD money market fund on BNB chain. Valued at more than $3.8 billion, the tokenization uses specialized tokens and DigiFT's liquidity management smart contracts to allow accredited investors real-time subscription and redemption using fiat or stablecoins. This initiative not only challenges Ethereum's dominant market share in tokenized assets, but also marks China's boldest step yet into integrating blockchain with real-world asset markets, even as local regulators advise caution. While these developments highlight institutional adaptation and regulatory progress in the crypto space, market participants remain vigilant amid broader economic uncertainties and geopolitical tensions. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.